Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Bob Surratt on WGN.
841, Marianne is on the Team Hochberg phone line. It is that time of year again, and Marianne, your email and social media accounts are probably blowing up already with people asking for the world-famous corn casserole recipe. Is it happening yet?
Yes, it is, Bob. We've been talking about this, and it is unbelievable how people... It's such a simple recipe, and people... Still, every year they call, they text, they email, message me, they, you know, on social media. It is crazy because everybody wants to know how to make the corn casserole recipe for Thanksgiving.
And the history of all this actually involves this radio station, doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, can you believe how this whole thing happened? Okay, so just, you know, for those who don't know, so you and I had a radio show on WGN together back in 2015. And 1 year, you were really enamored of this corn casserole because I think it's because it's the only time of year that I'm like, okay, yeah, eat all you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, it's an appetizer, a main course, a side dish, and a dessert all in one.
Yeah, exactly. So it was right before Thanksgiving, and you were saying on the radio, on our show, hey, Marianne, are you going to make that, you know, your world-famous corn casserole? And you knew that it was really famous because everywhere I went, like, if I made it once, people would ask me to make it again. So, you know, we started just talking about it on the air. And because it's so simple to make, I explained how to make it on the air. It's only like 6 ingredients and, you know, you just mix them up. So anyway, so after we got off the air, I like to describe it as like, remember when Kim Kardashian broke the internet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Okay, well, we broke the phone lines and text lines at WGN because people were like calling and, you know, texting us in droves to repeat the ingredients, give the recipe, tell them where to find it. And I eventually posted it, but that's how we came up with this, you know, bright idea of starting a food blog because, you know, you would talk about the recipes a lot. So so that's what started Suso's Fork. And Suso's Fork eventually turned into Savvy Planet, which is what it is right now, which is where you can get the recipe because I just posted it on savvy-planet.com.
Right. And quickly, can you give us the recipe right here?
Yeah, of course. Okay, so it's not healthy. So if you don't want to go to savvy-planet.com, you can just listen up right here. Not healthy, but super, super delicious. It only takes 5 minutes to prepare, 45 minutes to cook. And all right, so here are the ingredients. 8 ounces of sour cream, 1 can of cream corn, 1 can of whole corn kernels, 2 eggs beaten, 1 stick of butter melted, and 1 box of corn muffin mix. I usually use Jiffy corn muffin mix.
Yeah, and, no, then, and you know what? Remember the first time you mentioned this here on GN, and then I went to the store like the next day, and they were sold out of Jiffy everywhere.
I don't know if I'm going to take credit for that because I think that around this time of year, Jiffy corn muffin mix is always sold out. Mm. But, you know, I keep wanting to experiment with others, you know, that maybe don't have as much sugar or whatever. But you know what? Whatever. It just tastes so good. So basically, you just mix everything together and you stick it in the oven at 350 for 45 minutes or until it's like golden brown. And then it pops up like a souffle. And that's it. That's how easy it is.
I think that's another reason people like it. All right, it's going to get posted at savvy-planet.com, and it is the most popular recipe you ever talked about or posted. Marianne, before you hang up here, since you're from Cuba, I have to ask you to congratulate Jose Abreu in Spanish. Can you do that for us?
Of course. Okay. Felicidades, José Abreu, por ser nombrado el jugador más valioso de la Liga Americana en Major League Baseball. Así que te mandamos felicitaciones.
MVP, MVP. These guys, though, seriously risk their life to leave Cuba and come here, don't they?
Well, yeah, a lot of them do. And Jose, he came over with his family on a boat in 2013. He escaped Cuba, and you know, he was on a boat for, I think it was like 12 hours, and they ended up in Haiti, and that's where, you know, he ended up settling at first in the Dominican Republic on the other side of Haiti. And they really do risk their lives. I mean, they didn't know if they were going to make it. And it's really sad because I always want to read about their ventures, their journeys, and how they got here. And they never want to talk about it. And a lot of times it's really sensitive because they've left family behind and they don't want something to happen to their family based on something that they've said, you know, in mm-hmm. another country. Mm-hmm. So, but in the case of Jose, I think most of his family was with him on that boat. But, you know, very scary times. I've read about it, and he talks about how, you know, he was willing to give up his life to make sure that, you know, the rest of his family, you know, if somebody had to go, it would be him, not the rest of his family. So, pretty brave guy.
Don't they also not want to talk about it because they pay smugglers to help get them out? It's very clandestine, isn't it?
Well, in some cases they do pay smugglers, but you know, in most cases, the reason they don't want to talk about it is because they've left people behind, and those people pay the price a lot of times. You know, especially if it's a you know, somebody well known or something. I mean, you know, you want to make sure everybody is out of there so they don't have to face any consequences.
Well, Marianne, would it kill you to make a corn souffle for Jose Abreu? It's the least you can do.
Even though it's not a very Cuban dish, I think he would love it. It will taste to him like flung.
All right. Warm up the leftovers. I'll be home soon. Thanks.
All right.